Taxis in New York City make a deal with Uber, the encryption cyber criminals prefer and why, how your smartphone can detect diseases, and Apple pays millions back to cloud iCloud subscribers. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to The Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 85. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. We post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments, and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is Chris, again, from the Cast the Unscrewed Theater. Good to have you.
Hey, Aaron, thanks. Glad to be here.
It's also always great to have you here. You give us some spunk in there.
Yeah, energy.
Comments. Energy. That's what this show needs. We have lots of energy here. And to show some love to the expert technicians at Perfection Auto Works, you know, since we were talking before the show, you know, the Unscrewed Theater is loosening its hold.
Policies.
Yep. And things are starting to open up, so you might be wanting to take some car trips and do more things with your car.
Exactly.
But the worst thing that can happen is you get suffer a breakdown on the way there, on the way back.
Oh, that's the worst.
And people just hate that. So you can actually go over to Perfection Auto Works and take advantage of their 22-point inspection before you take that big, long trip or even small trips.
Yeah, can, just across town or across the country.
Absolutely. You can do that. And you can call them for an appointment, 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650. We have a great show for you today, and we're going to get right into our tech news for this week. So the first one is that the taxi cabs in New York City.
The yellow ones.
The yellow ones, yeah. Easy to spot. If you've ever been to New York City, been to the downtown area, just about every other car there is yellow. Okay, tons and tons of taxi cabs, about 14,000 cabs in New York City. So
wow.
What they are doing, they are they're making a deal with Uber.
Really?
So the CEO, Andrew McDonald, said that perhaps with the taxi industry looking different around the world, you know, because Uber is all around the world.
Right.
They're also nicknamed hailing apps or just transporting apps in general. So
right.
There's the American version, then there's European versions and so on. So they have different... They are familiar with how the rest of the world works. So this is why the CEO said this. He says, our partnerships with the taxi industry worldwide look different around the world. And as we look at the next 5 years, we strongly believe that there is no world in which taxis and Uber exist separately.
Is that right? Because for many, many years, they were seen as competitors, or Uber was going to put the taxi cab business out, taxis out of business.
That's what they first, you know, when Uber first started, maybe 10, I think it's close to 10 years now, that was one of their mission statements, to put yellow cabs out of business. And
yeah.
So that everything would be app-based, hail-based.
Right.
And
then gas went up and people dropped out.
And not only that, but you see, if they're going into the public arena, because Uber is, a privatized business,
mm-hmm.
but if they're going into the public arena where they have to, because the main thing in New York City is what's called the Taxi Limousine Commission. Lots of cities don't have that, but the city of New York has it.
Right.
I used to be there. I'm familiar with the Taxi Limousine Commission. I actually had a car business in New York City. So
okay.
I would lock horns with the TLC all the time. But what can people be... What is in store for people in the next couple of months or years as this merger starts? Will fares be higher? And the answer is not really. So according to PC Magazine, the fares will be the same as Uber the X level. So
okay.
if you ever used Uber on
I
the
have.
App, so there's regular Uber, then there's
right.
Uber X, and then there's like the Uber black car thing.
Yeah, right? That luxury
the luxury
model.
Right.
Yeah.
So depending on... your status.
Right.
You know,
don't they have an option where you have to share with like five people?
Do they still have that?
I don't know. It's been a while.
I know that there's a, I'm not sure if it was Uber or Lyft, but there was an option to have your driver not talk to you.
Oh, right. that was a specialty selection.
Yeah, if you just want to be left alone, just take me there.
Turn the music down.
Turn the music down, put the cigarette out, and, you know. So there's actually an option on the app where you can actually request stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, there are like these little options and things that you can add on.
Right. But the fares are not going to be any higher.
That's what they're saying. The other difference is that the old cab taxi drivers, they're going to see something that they've never seen before. They'll be able to see their earnings before a trip even starts.
Okay.
Prior to that, they would just pick somebody up. They had no idea where they were going. They can be going on the other side of the world, for all that matters.
So, the taxi cab drivers are benefiting from the Uber technology.
They are benefiting, according to, you know. But you see, there's a lot of feelings involved there because they were at war. And now they're going to, okay, fine. We now regress. Now
right.
we're just going to embrace this technology, although we've been fighting it all these years. And now they're starting to do that.
It sounds like a bumpy ride.
And a fast one, too. So actually, the faster they go, the more money they make because it's not per mile or per time anymore. Because once the Uber technology assigns a value to that transport job,
uh-huh,
it doesn't change. So even if you're like stuck in traffic, it doesn't change. If you're stuck in traffic or traffic jam, you'd still be paying, you know, every minute, you know,
right,
an extra 20 cents or 50 cents or whatever it was. And it actually said that plain and clear on the door, stuck in traffic, extra. So you're like paying for like everything before. So there's a little bit of compromise there.
Give and take, it sounds like.
Exactly. Also, there was some calculated efforts of ransomware. So there are ransomware criminals out there that they actually have a choice of what type of ransomware software they're actually going to use for their victims.
Okay.
And there are actually it's interesting that it actually has come down to this, but there are some softwares that are better than others, and they're starting
for crime.
Yeah. And what they found is they're measuring them as to how fast it can encrypt an entire computer.
Okay.
How fast it can encrypt.
It can take over your system.
Exactly. Now, there's a difference between how long it takes to load and how long it takes to detonate. So if you think of ransomware as like a bomb, okay, there's time for you to make the bomb, then position the bomb,
uh-huh,
and then there's the time that it detonates.
Okay.
So moving this bad software, you're basically smuggling software into your computer piece by piece, so small that it doesn't get picked up by any antivirus software. It's very slow. It flies below the radar, so to speak.
Okay.
Piece by piece.
It just sneaks in.
Bit by bit.
Like,
you know.
Drop by drop.
Drop by drop. And before you know it, now they have this entire file or this entire executable file in the computer, and then it sends a message back to the criminal saying, okay, we're ready for detonation, sort of thing, right?
Right.
And then by the time they hit that button, they're expecting to be paid within 3 days of pushing that button. So if they're expecting to be paid within 3 days of hitting that button, because the moment they hit that button, that file is going to activate. It's going to encrypt the entire computer. The encryption process needs to stay active.
Right.
If the person shuts their computer down, it may not complete.
Okay.
Or if it trips some sort of anti-malware or some sort of system in the computer and it stops it, okay, and the victim decides to restart their computer or something.
Right.
They lose money.
Okay.
They paid to get that thing in there.
Sure.
And now they want it to detonate.
They want to make sure that it takes over.
So the faster it can detonate, the faster it can take over is really, really important.
Okay.
Now, here's what they found out. There's this software called LockBit, and it's an encryption software that ransomware actors like to use. They like to use it because it's so fast. They said that it takes just under 6 minutes for a detonation.
Okay.
It's called LockBit. It can encrypt 100,000 files in less than 6 minutes. On one test, it only took 4 minutes and 9 seconds.
Ooh.
And that was for 53 gigabytes of a hard drive.
Okay.
In just 4 minutes. Coming into second place is another software called Babook Ransomware, taking a median time of 6 minutes and 34 seconds. Coming in third, Avedon Ransomware took in a median time of 13 minutes and 15 seconds, followed by fourth place, which is Ryuk, at 14 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay.
And now, just so that you have a reference of what these times mean, R-Evil, which was this ransomware gang, one of last year's most prolific ransomware groups, they encrypted data at a median time of 24 minutes and 16 seconds.
Oh.
Now, 24 minutes and 16 seconds, that is good enough to cause the damage that they made last year.
Right, right.
24 minutes. That was their median time.
Yeah.
But now we're looking at
one
minutes.
Third of that time.
One third of that time.
Wow, that's good for the crime business, I guess.
It is. So
are they going to be a sponsor now?
They don't want us to contact them. They want to stay in the shadows and in the alleys out there. It's hard to get them out.
So to confirm, all we need to do then is when we're using the computer, all we need to do is just restart it every 5 minutes.
If you restart, that'll
guarantee that we'll never get ransomware.
Yeah, or restore your computer every 5 minutes. Yeah, that would definitely do it, but not very usable.
Yeah.
Also, your smartphone can hopefully in the future can detect diseases. Smartphones can already do so much in the future and so much more on a medical side. You know, during COVID,
right.
So many smart devices were being used for doctor's visits.
Right, you can do video conferencing.
Video conferencing.
I saw a thing where you can get your heart rate through your smartphone.
Right.
And
so here's the next level. Google is now exploring how your smartphone, maybe with the Google version of the smartphone, they might be able to hear your heart beating, and they can just by sound and not by touch. And also, they will be, if obviously with your permission, they'll allow an artificial intelligence camera to look at your camera roll saved in your computer and look at all of your photos in the past few years and see what kind of diseases you have developing just strictly based on how you appear in your pictures over the past few years.
Well, so if it's not bad enough that they're already listening to you and giving you things in your Facebook feed, but now they're going to say, you should eat more. you should get out. Why don't you get some sun?
And then if you take a picture of a hamburger, it blows up.
yeah, maybe you should eat more vegetables. All of a sudden, your phone turns into your mother.
Yes, that could be the case. So the idea is to help doctors and people better understand and make medical decisions from home.
Yes.
And
so they have to work less.
So that they have to work less. And it's almost to the point where I'm thinking like doctor's visits is just going to be like a necessary insurance formality.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's
a doctor visit's going to be like, show me your pictures.
Yeah, or download your file into this computer, and then you have the doctor over there just...
Yeah, he's looking at you through a webcam going, you don't need to go to Costco. Oh, that was a nice vacation. Yeah.
And then on the doctor's app side, is he's just doing a swipe. Yep, yep, yep,
yeah.
swipe up. So anyway, we're going to take our commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech anniversaries and details about the Apple iCloud class action suit, and you might be entitled to a refund. This is the Computer Doctor Show.
Welcome to Jeopardy, and today we have Nancy from Queens, and we don't care about the other two. Nancy, let's get ready to go.
Alex, I will take auto and truck repair for $1,000.
What is car and truck repair done right the first time? Quickie lube? Wrong.
What is Perfection Auto Works?
Excellent. Choose again.
Car repair for $800.
Congratulations, the daily double. The crankshaft rotation of a BMW is counterclockwise at 4,600 RPM and at 10% fuel trim level.
What is the tune-up procedure when taken to Perfection Auto Works?
Congratulations. Now it's time for Final Jeopardy. The leader in car and truck repair in Southern Arizona.
What is Perfection Auto Works?
You are today's winner on Jeopardy at $56,000.
That's why I go to Perfection Auto Works, Alex.
Thanks for playing.
If your car situation has you in jeopardy, you too can be a winner by taking your car or truck to Perfection Auto Works. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at computerdoctortucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Chris, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into our next segment, Chris, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, I can tell you that we are open for in-person shows. We have in-person shows and live stream shows, so you can watch us from anywhere. If you still want to remain at home or you're not able to get to the theater, just go to our website, which is unscrewedtheater.org, and you can get all the information there. This weekend, we are at tonight's show. We are actually giving away prizes for people who join us in person. And we have eased back on our COVID policy. We are asking that all of our guests wear a mask when they are inside the theater, but that is all we're requiring at this time.
Okay.
So come on down.
We have some giveaways today, don't we?
We do. As a matter of fact, I have a pair of tickets that I would love to give away. They are good for at least the next month, so you can come anytime in April to one of our shows, and I'd love to give away a pair of tickets.
Okay. Sounds good.
So let's do the third caller. I've always wanted to do that.
You want to do the third caller?
Yeah, the third caller wins a pair of tickets.
Let's see if we can get to the third caller so Tom has his job worked out for us.
What's the number?
Oh, 520-790-2040 is the number to win a pair of Unscrewed Theater tickets. Here are some announcements, what we have going on here. So if you have invested in cryptocurrency this year, the IRS wants to know if you have invested in some cryptocurrency. The IRS says that the question must be answered by every single taxpayer. There's a line on the latest tax thing. If you have anything to do with the cryptocurrency, you have to answer that question. And the ones who bought or sold cryptocurrencies in 2021 doesn't mean that you have to pay taxes on it per se, because I think it's still part of like the investment kind of investment account type situation.
Okay.
But we have a full article on all the details about that on computerdoctorshow.com. Click on episode 85. And look for the link for the investing in crypto link.
So the IRS finally heard about crypto.
They're on. If there's money involved with it, they're going to find some way to make that
to be a part of it.
To be a part. Also, if you own a Volkswagen Atlas, you might want to check your VIN number for the airbag recall. So, Consumer Affairs reported this week that the door wiring harness can get corroded and can result in a delayed response of the deployment of the side impact airbags. So, again, if you own a Volkswagen Atlas, you might want to double check on that.
Get that looked at.
We want people to be safe out there. You can even have it checked over at Perfection Auto Works. I'm sure that they can do it. But usually those recalls, they usually like to do them at the dealership. Okay, it's time for science and tech anniversaries. Chris, what do you have for us?
All right, well, what I have is these are all in, most of them are in the 90s. So 23 years ago, on March 26th, 1999 was 23 years ago, the Melissa virus was deployed. It was a macro virus that began to spread on March 26, 1999. It was the first virus that used email to spread on a large scale. In a short time, it became, at that period, the fastest spreading virus of all time.
Okay, so those are some very interesting things. Some interesting notes is, on the DVD feature film for, yep. It was actually Twister.
Okay,
Twister was the movie.
So 26 years ago, on March 25th, 1996, Twister was released as the first DVD
Full feature DVD.
Okay.
Because there were other DVDs at the time, but that was like the first time that it's been in like a production level DVD.
Like a major
released.
Studio movie.
Right. So if you have DVD, the Twister DVD, hey, you're holding on to a piece of history.
Right.
So,
right.
There you go.
And you're holding on to a really old DVD.
Okay. I just want to re-announce something. So the phone number to get the Unscrewed Theater tickets, 520-790-2040. Just wanted to make sure Tom wanted me to re-announce that. So he's standing by, waiting for people to get those tickets. Now, our last story with the time that we have left, Apple is paying $14.8 million back to iCloud subscribers. So do you have
I'm an Android person.
Okay. Yeah. I actually have an iPhone subscription.
Right.
But I have to go back and I have to see if I had that iPhone, that iCloud subscription back in 2015 to 2016, specifically September 2015 to January 2016. Apparently, this is part of a class action suit regarding a privacy policy. So Apple apparently stored subscribers' private data on a third-party server, which violates their privacy policy.
Okay.
And someone found out about it some way, somehow. So anyone that has paid for an iCloud subscription during those months may be entitled to some sort of refund.
All right.
Now, the amount of the refund will depend on how long you were subscribed for and what subscription level you had at the time. Now, if you think that you had a paid account during that time, check your email accounts for an email from iCloud regarding a class action suit. The cutoff time is May 23rd of this year, so make sure that you do that sooner rather than later.
Jump on that. And in the time it took you to read that story, Apple just made another $14.1 million. So they'll be okay.
Well, I think the way the class action suit comes, if you're one of the fewer people that respond, they get more money.
Right.
But the more people that respond, they get the reward gets spread out among more people.
Right.
So if you're one of the few people that know about it and that you can get on the board with this with these lawyers that are handling it, you might be able to get some of that information out there for yourself.
Yeah.
So so we're going to post that information on computerdoctorshow.com. Click episodes and scroll down to find episode 85. Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location, Speedway and Craycroft, for your free 26-point inspection. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com, click on episodes, and find episode 85. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Chris is co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. As always, don't click unverified links in emails and text messages. Use a password manager. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays with posted online shows on Tuesdays.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to The Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.